Okay, I want to go on to high-dose IL-2, but there is one question I meant to ask before. I'll ask Dr. Stadler. We were talking about the issue of reintroducing a VEGF TKI like sunitinib. What about reintroducing an mTOR inhibitor?
We've not had a lot of experience in terms of doing that, in part because we have several, VEGF pathway inhibitors to use and keep going back to them. I think in part it's really due to what Bob Figlin said, that it seems to be much more a VEGF-driven tumor, and aside from the rare, long-term responders, the majority of patients who are on these mTOR inhibitors really have a very brief duration of benefit. So we've generally not done that.
I was just thinking about your lady. I mean, fortunately, she's in a great response right now, but she did have a long response to everolimus. And down the line, would you think about restarting it?
I potentially would. We're now in a situation where with two VEGF therapies, she's had a near complete response. So I think that's what's dramatic. When I bookmark a patient who's had mTOR as a particular responder, it's when I see a partial response, which is not common with mTOR, rather than necessarily a long-term disease control. This lady really didn't have very much change in her lesions for more than a year. She was on mTOR inhibition. And so that could be just the VEGF side of the mTOR. There could be some added effect through some of the other pathways. I don't think we really know. So in her case, I'd say, well, we could go back to mTOR, but I'm much more inclined the next time we need to make a therapeutic change, and I don't know when that's going to be, to go with another VEGF TKI. I might go back to sunitinib. She did have some side effects. I might look at axitinib, pazopanib, or sorafenib.